A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him, the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred to the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. The word of the Lord. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. For steadfast is his kindness for us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, unless I see the marks out of his nails in his hands, and put my finger into his nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were once again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand in and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the Feast of St. Thomas. And as we do that, he's the one I think that gives us the most hope of all the apostles, because he doubted. And then he gave us, we are able to do the same thing. So when you feel like, "Oh, I don't know if my strength, my faith is strong, I feel like I'm doubting," so did Thomas. And yet, when Jesus revealed himself to him, he could make the first proclamation of divinity. "You are my Lord and my God." And we get to do that every Mass, right? I always talk about, since I've been doing this since I was a child, but every time I hold up the Blessed Sacrament, I always say the same thing in my heart, "My Lord and my God." And I always say, "Increase my love for you and your people, and forgive me my sins." Those things all can come together. And you got to know that when Jesus rose from the dead, again, as I've talked about a million times, when we focus on Jesus died, I said Jesus died, and then add two words, "for you," every time, "for you." He rose from the dead for you, so that you too could rise from the dead. That's why it's so important. If it was just him, well, that's nice. You know, he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead so that you and I can rise from the dead. And when you and I have the act of faith, and we make this act of faith, he says we are blessed and we can have peace. So today, let's all of us make that act of faith so we can be blessed and so that we can have peace and live forever. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.